Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaliu Fisher.
Thank you very much for joining us. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about the best places to, most scenic views in Hawaii. We're also going to answer a Facebook question. If we got time, we'll also cover some Hawaii vacation news.
Yay!
As we get through this podcast for Friday, December 28th, 2012, this is our 540th podcast. This show is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com.
And you can call us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, any social media.
Yes, we're out there. You can definitely do that. And we'd love to hear from you. If you're planning a trip to Hawaii, you're working on an itinerary, you'd like some help with it. Let's say you've even booked your Hawaii vacation. You still need some work on the activities, what to do, where to have fun. Give us a call. Get involved with us. We'd love to hear from you. Just write to us and we'll help you out however we can. And most of all, we can help you save money. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that people don't realize over and over again is how much money we save them on their Hawaii vacations. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of ground to cover. It's our last show of the year.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that Yaling joined us for this final episode of the year. It's been quite a year, hasn't it?
I know. It's been crazy
year. And it's been a great year for tourism here in Hawaii. They just released the numbers. People are spending more money here than they ever had before. Mm-hmm. The average person spends about $193 a day. That's a lot of money.
Expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, at any given day here in Hawaii, there's over 200,000 people on the ground walking around. You know, you add that to the already 800 or 900,000 people that live here. That's 1 million people. We're talking just, that's all the islands, actually. So across, we almost have like almost 1 million people on Oahu, but we're talking across the islands. That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, a lot of cars.
A lot of cars. Adds to our traffic nightmare here sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But it is the final show, and I wanted to thank you, Yaling, personally, for all you do for us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, especially me. I don't know how this business could survive without you. And you are really the rock. You're really the nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts.
Of everything that happens here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. And I also want to say I love you so much, you know.
You're
just
a
great partner. So, you know, it's been a great year, and I know next year's going to be even better. I know we had our challenges this year, but but it's going to be a great year next year.
But I love challenge.
Yeah, that's what makes you strong.
I love it. Yeah. So just throw it on me. See what I can figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You know, and I hope you had a great year. Yeah. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to before the new year, happy new year to you, and we'll see you next year because this is final show for the year. So let's get right to it. We've got a lot here. Let's start off with the shout outs. Why don't we?
Yes.
Okay. The first one, let me get into it. Let me get the shout outs here. The first one is from Greg Farinas. He wants to give a shout out to the housekeeping staff over at the Moana Surf Rider.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? You know, it's always good to get that good service. He says they are so friendly and attentive to detail, and they're part of the charm of staying in Hawaii.
I think so.
Very nice shout out.
You're going to stay in your room for quite a time, too. You sleep if you don't feel good about it. I can tell you're going to feel yuck no matter what.
I know. It's going to set the vacation off on the wrong track. And remember, tip those housekeeping staff. Make sure you do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole thing on our website on how to tip, so check that out. Another one is from Kathy Baker, and she says the thing that she craves the most not being in Hawaii is the Chinese chicken salad at Kenny's.
Woo-hoo!
Right? Kenny's is one of the oldest family restaurants here in Hawaii. Actually, it's on Oahu. Mm-hmm. And it's over on School Street. It's right near Laliha in that section. So it's not too far from Waikiki, but if you want to do something interesting, go off the beaten path to a good family restaurant, Kenny's here on Oahu. Another one from Carol Gilmore, and she says, puka dogs. A puka dog. And she says there's nothing like that in Pittsburgh. And the little shop is behind the International Marketplace
right
in Waikiki. Yeah, we've tried it before. And basically what it is, a puka dog, puka in Hawaiian means hole.
Mm-hmm. So the dog is inside a hole.
Right, the dog is inside the hole. And they create a bun that's specially designed for that hot dog to fit in.
Yeah.
And you can put in all kinds of delicious toppings. and fill it up with all kinds of yummy stuff. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to check that. Here's another interesting one, which I never knew about. And Valerie Buck, she's shouting out the Diamond Head Market and Grill. She says, get the scones there. Scones, those delicious pastries, yeah.
I gotta go try it.
Yeah, we gotta go try that out. And Calais, one of our agents, is shouting out the farmer's market.
She says the best.
Yeah, the best. That is a good thing to be shouting out. Anything and everything you want is there. And she says then you can go hike up Diamond Head after.
That's true.
Which is also a great suggestion.
Breakfast and then just go hiking.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Calais, for that one. And then another one is Susie Muniz. She says the surf bus. And you get there, you get to the North Shore from Waikiki, it's nice and easy. So she's talking about how easy it is to get on the bus and go up to the North Shore. Now's a great time to do it. If you're coming to Hawaii, the surf is going way up. I mean, they're talking about doing the eddy.
They just canceled it, kind of way.
Oh, they are? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because their surf is going to be a little bit... It's high, but not consistent.
Not high enough. Yeah. Not high enough. Okay, well, that's okay. But that's amazing. You know, they have these surfers that stand by during this period of time. And if the waves are big enough, they call everybody and say, hey, Bruno, we're going down. We're surfing. We're going to go down there and we're going to do the eddy. But I think they would like wait for like 25-foot waves. They've had some huge waves there.
I know.
So great. Okay, and Aloha Karina, one of our great friends on Facebook, she says you might want to mention the Ben Franklin and other craft and scrapbooking stores that have Hawaiian-themed paper.
Ooh.
You got to be, I guess, into the scrapbooking thing, which is huge. And they have them all over Oahu. You can find them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great for the scrapbooker. So Ben Franklin's on Oahu for that. She says there's one in Pearl Ridge and Aiea. And there's still one, she says, there's a scrapbook clubhouse there.
Wow.
And it was at Kaheka Street, actually. And she got some good advice about that. I think I'll just put that up on the podcast. She has a whole little thing about that. It's also on her Facebook page. So thank you, Karina, for that information.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you got a shout out, we do these every Friday. Let me know of a business you've had success with here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a restaurant, maybe an activity that you like, and we'll shout them out and check them out here on the big show. We got a question here from Gerald, and he wants to know that he's always been purchasing directly from United Airlines. And he does that mostly because he's racking up the mileage, but he knows that sometimes we can get cheaper prices. He wanted to know if he books through Hawaii Aloha Travel and miles are flown, can he accrue them on his frequent flyer mileage?
Yes.
Yes is the quiet answer. Simple answer. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're talking about using your, you collect a lot of mileage, you want to exchange it to a ticket, you need to deal with, you know, airline direct. But if you purchase a ticket from us, you can collect all those mileage under your account.
Yes, and it should be noted that, though, sometimes when there's restrictions, you can't accrue miles. But that's whether you book direct or you book with us. You know, and so most of the time the answer is to that is yes. In fact, somebody just posted on our Facebook page, Heather, that she got her mileage. She booked through us and she got her American Islands Airlines mileage. It's the same thing. And so when we get those special pricing, you still can take advantage of it and also accrue mileage. So good news there for Gerald. So we're kind of running low on time here. So let's get right to our topic for today, which is some of the best places, so the best scenic views you can find in Hawaii. You know, that's one of the best things you can do here in Hawaii is check out the beautiful scenery. Look at the beautiful topography we hear. We have lush rainforests. You can see those volcanic coastlines and the black sand. The diversity here of the views are absolutely incredible. So we're going to cover this topic, and we also talk to our Facebook friends, which we always like to do. And we asked folks there what their favorite scenic views are. We came up with our own, and we've got a list here. And let's start off with Oahu, because you could be swimming off of Waikiki, and you're back facing the ocean, and you could be looking at the beautiful scenery that we have here. It's just beautiful. No matter where you go in Waikiki or on Oahu, you see beauty. Now, I know a lot of people wonder about that, because even though you're in amongst all these buildings, you could always see beauty here. That's one of the things about it, even in all the hustle and bustle here of Honolulu. But the first scenic view I want to mention is out at Ko'olina. And out on the west side. Mm-hmm. West side. That's where, you know, the JW Marriott is, the Disney is out there. I think it's one of the most beautiful places, actually, for sunset. It's amazing. The beaches are really clean out there. You've got this beautiful backdrop during sunset. And if you look further up the Waianae Coast, you can capture, I think, one of the most beautiful scenic views that Hawaii has to offer. And a lot of people don't go to the west side.
I know.
And we're going to actually be going there tomorrow. So you haven't been there. I was there recently, but you haven't been there in a while. Another place on Oahu is Lanikai Beach. That's on the east side. On a clear, sunny day, the view can't really be expressed in words, I don't think.
Yeah. The president is family is there right now.
Right, so. Right. The president's family is there right now. They've got that white sand. You know, it looks like talcum powder.
Yes,
it's really beautiful.
It's beautiful,
and it's in that high-end neighborhood.
Yes,
It's very popular for families to just hang out on a sunny day. Also, vacationers, and the access there is a little tricky. But you actually access the beach of Lanikai through these residential neighborhoods.
Yes.
It's pretty easy to do. There's also a nearby hike. It's called the Pillbox. It's a lookout shelter. And from there, you got an aerial view of the whole area. It's actually going to take your breath away. This Lanikai is really one of the most beautiful parts of our island. And there's also the Moku Islands that are right there.
Have you done it last time?
Yeah, I've been kayaking there, And there's beautiful now paka bushes along the beach. You know, that's native Hawaiian plant that's so beautiful to look at. It's wide and long, and there's probably more space there than a lot of the beaches like on the North Shore, let's say. And it's a great place to get photos. Definitely bring your camera to all these places when you're doing the scenic views, of course, because you're going to have beautiful backdrops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's move over to the Big Island, which is probably the most diverse of the Hawaiian chain. We've got volcanic rocks butting up against these beautiful waters. There's colored sand beaches. We've got green and black sand beaches there and intensely dense rainforests. And there are several beautiful, spectacular spots on that island. You know, it really is. You know, our first mention, of course, is going to be the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. It's first and foremost because it's accessibility to the volcanic past and the present of how it's creating land right now.
I know.
It's just amazing. And it just went off again, like another big
lava flow.
Yeah, lava flow came down and started right to the ocean. It was incredible. And there's a lot of different views there. And you can see steaming craters and underground lava tubes and the fields of molten rock. There's museums and lots of landscapes and a lot of stuff to see there that is your typical Hawaii vision there. And the park also translates into a pathway where you can see lots of native plants and birds, and the entry fee is very cheap, so you don't have to worry about that. Of course, Waipio Valley is beautiful. Ooh. We just did that whole Circle Island,
and
we saw all these places. It's just Waipio Valley is just another one of our favorite scenes, scenic views. You'll find the lush, rich valley of Waipio, or the Valley of the Kings, and actually, that's played a significant role in Hawaiian culture over the years, especially for Hawaiians. Obviously, you've got waterfalls and taro fields. Right there.
Yep.
And it gives you the feel of being untouched by human hands. And that's another thing that makes something scenic in my mind, is that it seems untouched. You know, it looks untouched. And when you see Waipio Valley, it's like looking at a glimpse of ancient Hawaiian history.
That's right.
It really invokes all the senses there. So you definitely want to check that out. There's also Hi'ilawe Falls. That cascades about 1,300 feet from the top of the valley down to a big pool of magnificence. Definitely want to check that out. The opposite view from the Black Rock of the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, Waipio Valley is an eyeful of lush green valley. So it's a nice contrast between both of them. You get, you know, the beautiful devastation and the beautiful lush greenness of Waipio Valley. Now let's move on to Maui. It's also called the Valley Isle. And that's because I think it lives up to its name. And there is no better place to view these characteristics than the Hana Highway. Let's face it. It's referred to as the Road to Hana. A lot of people know about that. And this drive is, you know, it's a windy drive.
I got car sick.
I know you got car sick once when we went there. But the views are amazing.
It's beautiful.
I mean, I don't think you can count all of the beautiful views. They've got the arching bridges and all those beach lookouts where you can look out on the beach.
And the waterfall. And water pool there.
I know, yeah.
It's amazing.
The sacred pools.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And the amount of gasps that you get as you go through there are innumerable. And the scenic views will satisfy any craving for Hawaii's natural beauty that you have. Mm-hmm. There's tons of gorgeous hikes that you can take along the road as well.
Yep.
And guess what? It's all free.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's very accessible. So The Road to Hana is by far the most spectacular drives you're going to ever do. And that's just, the whole thing is a scenic view, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Another favorite scenic view is the Kaanapali coastline.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, especially that stretch of beach, you know, right there from the Sheraton.
From the Haie all the way to Sheraton, the Bray Rock.
Yes, just beautiful. The sand there is also golden brown, and the waters are real temperate and very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And the sandy bottom makes it really nice for swimming conditions. And that black rock you're talking about jets up right up the far end of Kaanapali Beach.
That's right.
And you can take beautiful pictures there. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. You're going to find snorkeling, diving, cliff jumping, and you can do this there and take beautiful scenic pictures of yourself doing it if you're brave enough to do it, or others will be there. And it's just beautiful. And just about 20 minutes further west, you're going to come across Maui's most famous bay, and it's called Honolua Bay. And it's Mokulua Bay. They're both beautiful. And this is a beautiful scenic drive and spectacular scenic views.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get there again. Just thinking about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk quickly about Kauai. We're running out of time here. It's also called the Garden Isle. And that also fits its name because it's the wettest place on Earth. It's full of beautiful, lush greenery. That's one of the islands that always stay green. And there's so many stunning views here, but there are three there that are utterly going to make you fall in love. One is Hanalei Bay.
Yes.
Specifically at the point where you find the pier.
Mm-hmm.
You can park there, and at the end of the cement pier is this panoramic view, which is just going to amaze you. You'll see sailboats and gentle swells of the Bali High mountain range that is just on the little bit of the distance there. You can't miss it. You'll see green mountains, and you can see the tumbling waterfalls in between.
That's how we see it.
Yeah, we saw that. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful black backdrop for pictures and got to be one of my favorite scenic views. Another one is on the North Shore as well. It's the Nepali coast. The views you get there,
it's amazing too.
Are really amazing, but you might need to get there by boat as well. Both, if you know, it's kind of hard to hike the Nepali coast unless you're a really good seasoned hiker, but you can get there by boat, and I highly recommend it. The mountain ranges, the streams, everything are incredible. And it's just one of those things that you just must do when you go there.
Yeah.
They're very pointed. You know, they're very steep. When you look at them, they look almost like, ridges that are really rough. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing to see. And that's just from years and years of water streaming down those mountain ranges.
Yep.
And that's what causes that. So that's definitely a must-see while you're on Kauai. And, of course, the next one would be out down on the south side of the island. You want to check out it's the west side of the island. What do I mean, south side? South, it's kind of southwest side of the island.
Yeah.
It's called the Grand Canyon of the Pacific. It's
Waimea Canyon.
Waimea Canyon is these deep canyons that are made of, the rich red dirt. You've got that red dirt in Kauai.
That's right.
Also makes for great scenic pictures. It's a beautiful drive up there. You definitely want to check that out. So that has to be my three favorite scenic views while on Kauai. So you definitely want to check that out. Don't forget, I'm going to put all of this on our podcast page so you can read all this. It's all be there for you. If you didn't catch it while you were listening, you can definitely see the written version. That'll be all up on the website. It's hawaii-aloha.com/website.
Yay.
And that's going to do it. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next Friday. We do this every Friday. If you have a question or comment, or you're looking to book a Hawaii vacation, definitely reach out to us. That's what we're here for. That's what we love to do. That's our passion. And we're lucky, so lucky, Aling, that we get to do our passion, and that's helping folks experience these beautiful islands single day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to wrap it up. I want to wish you a happy new year from my beautiful wife here, Yaling.
Hi.
For all of us at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.